FM 90.3 WJTL Aaron Shoes, no one higher. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, Karina. Fred with you at 7:06.
Thank you so much to everyone who called in for our giveaway this week for passes to see the new movie, A Great Awakening. Stay tuned. In the next hour or so, we will be announcing the grand prize winner.
Our very special guest today, our friend, former Lancaster Bible College professor, also a colonel in the service in the Air Force for 26 years, but most importantly, our friend Lee DeReamer here with Life Cycles today. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Fred. It's great to be with you and Karina.
It's so great to have you here. Hang on 1 second because I think I have the wrong microphone up, so we're going to get you in there to say hello again. So hang on 1 sec. There we go. Now say hi.
Hello again,
there
Fred.
There you are.
It's great to be with you and Karina.
Oh, man, it's so great to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to and say hi to?
Yeah, I'd love to say good morning to granddaughter Reagan and grandson Hudson.
Wonderful. And hello to your wife, Marcy.
Hello, Marcy. Yes.
How's Marcy doing?
She's doing great. She's enjoying morning and getting ready for Easter as we celebrate Resurrection Week.
That's awesome. And so 12 years of Life Cycles, is that true?
That is. 12 years of God's goodness, protection, provision, guidance.
That's amazing.
He is amazing.
Yeah. Tell us all about Life Cycles and what you do.
Yeah, sure will. We get together with teens, adult leaders, Jesus, and bicycles. Our mission statement is to build young men and women of character in a Christ-centered bicycle touring adventure experience. The simple version of that is what I started with. We love to get together with boys and girls in separate teams, ages 12 to 18. It doesn't matter what their skill level is. Everybody is welcome. Everybody rides in a group commensurate with their skill level, and it's 100% free. God has provided the funding. We provide the bicycles, the helmets, the safety gear, the hot meals, the leaders, the curriculum, safety programs, and we just love being together and doing community with really four generations at the same time. We've got folks as young as 12 and as old as 75 doing community together, doing life together.
That's amazing. Now, I know you start riding in the spring. Have you started for this spring yet?
We'll start in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
We wait for this fluctuating weather pattern to get through, and then usually it's nice and warm and sunny for most of the days when we can start up.
And you start by biking once a week?
Yes, we do. Twice a week, actually. We're once a week in two different locations, Tuesday nights over by the river at Riverfront Park, Thursday nights at Amos Herr Park in Landisville, and we ride, we teach, we pray, we celebrate.
If folks want to find out more information, they'd love to be part of your team or maybe have their kids be part of the team. How does that work?
There's always room. We'd love to hear from people who know a boy or a girl who want to get in the program or who want to volunteer as adults. Contact me at 717-586-2511. Email me at lee.deremer, lee.deremer@gmail.com. Go to our website, and you can find a wealth of information. LifeCyclesTeam.org, all one word, LifeCyclesTeam.org.
And do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Life Cycles, Lee? How it's impacted maybe one of your riders or one of your team over the years?
Fred, a favorite story I have to tell is one that just keeps on going. Probably a quarter to a third of parents that we work with, and we have over 100 teens every year now working with us. Probably a quarter to a third of the parents have said to us in a private moment at some point, thanks for what Life Cycles is doing through all these leaders, because this is the first program that has attracted the attention of my son or my daughter. Team sports are great, but they didn't work for my child. This drama club or that program in school are great, but they didn't work for my child. I couldn't get my child interested. This thing is outdoors. It's encouraging. It's positive. And he or she can't wait to come back to the next time. And that's really gratifying for us because we see the Lord working to make those differences.
I know you have some big summer trips that you guys take. We could talk more about those coming up, but just give us kind of the overview of what the summer looks like.
Yeah, sure. We have a building block approach to the ministry. We ride two nights a week on weeknights. You could think of those as kind of your training program if you were in high school sports or junior high sports. Then on Saturdays, we get together for longer rides, deeper conversations, deeper mentoring, further away from the local area in Lancaster or neighboring counties. And for the folks who are ready to be away for a week and ride every day for a week, we have a summer challenge ride, which is kind of the capstone experience each year for the boys and girls. And we'll talk about those in the next segment, but we're going to some great locations this year again.
Awesome. Stick around. We're going to talk more with Lee on the way. In the meantime, visit lifecyclesteam.org. You can get more information there. More music on the way, too. Behold the Beloved is next.